USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With just days to go until the Georgia Senate runoffs, the Republican Senator David Perdue of Georgia will quarantine after being exposed to someone infected with COVID-19, taking him off the campaign trail. Both Senator Perdue and his wife tested negative. It didn't take New York long to log their first murder of 2021. One person was killed and two others injured during a shooting at a hotel in Queens about 1 a.m. local time. Three males were struck by gunfire during a gathering outside the building. All three were taken to Queens General Hospital, where one died of his injuries. Police are searching for a suspect. Dr. Anthony Fauci says coronavirus vaccine rollouts have not gone as expected. He would have liked to have seen it run smoothly and have over 20 million doses into people today. Dr. Fauci continued, obviously it didn't happen, and that's disappointing. A happy 2021 to you and your family. And thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
What word was looked up the most way back in 2020? USA Radio News' John Clemens has the details.
There was a spike in dictionary lookups for a pandemic in early February. Then in March, the numbers skyrocketed. Peter Sokolowski is the editor-at-large at Merriam-Webster.com.
From an average level, the interest in pandemic rose and stayed steady until the date of March 11th, which was the date that the World Health Organization declared this event to be a pandemic. And at that point, we saw a massive increase of almost 116,000% over the lookups of that same day last year.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Authorities arrested a suburban Milwaukee pharmacist Thursday, suspected of deliberately ruining hundreds of doses of coronavirus vaccine by removing it from refrigeration for two nights. The unidentified suspect destroyed enough doses to inoculate 570 people. The Gafton Police Department said the former advocate Aurora Health pharmacist was arrested. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpels. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Illegal immigrants can now get a driver's license in Virginia. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
Starting today, illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards in Virginia. Advocates of the permits claim the issue is in the interest of public safety. Virginia's General Assembly, which has a Democratic majority, passed the legislation allowing the cards in March. Illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards if they are a resident of Virginia, if they have reported income from Virginia sources in the last year, or were claimed as a dependent, and if their driving privilege is not suspended or revoked in Virginia or elsewhere. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
16 U.S. states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico issue driver's licenses to illegal immigrants in the United States. A brawl broke out Thursday after the Mississippi State Bulldogs defeated the Tulsa Golden Hurricane at the Armed Forces Bowl. Tulsa coach Greg Montgomery said sophomore safety Kendarren Ray was being treated for some sort of concussion after he was on the bottom of the pile during a scrum. State beat Tulsa 28-26. Mississippi State finished the season 4-7. Tulsa finished the season 6-3. Michael Jackson's famed Neverland Ranch, 120 miles north of Los Angeles, California, has sold. Billionaire investor Ron Burkle, a former family friend of the Jacksons, bought the 2,700-acre estate. Mr. Burkle paid $22 million, according to public records. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.